Well, hello. Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And we're here to bring you the best of the best news, and we touch upon the worst of the worst news, but the Insight Hour brings you both, typically every week, Tuesday night, midnight on the East Coast, it's 9 o'clock Pacific, and in Hawaii, it's about 6 o'clock at night, I think, isn't it?
Yes, and when we were broadcasting out of Hawaii, we remember we had to do it at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Total different change of schedule, huh?
Total different scene, different time. And anyway, we're back in Southern California. We're broadcasting now in the throes of putting together a whole campaign for the new feature film, Pharma Whores, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller. And I don't know if you've seen the trailer on the internet, but if you go to pharmawhores.com, that's spelled with a P, like pharmaceuticals, Pharma Whores, PharmaWhores, pharmawhores.com, and you can watch a trailer there that I think you'll get some laughs on. Mind you, the trailer's funny, but that same segment, those segments dealing with that scene that you'll see are hysterical. And we've just come back from San Francisco, and we'll be going back to San Francisco in a few weeks.
Yeah, between June 5th and 6th, we're going to be at the Conspiracy Conference.
Oh, that's a great conference. So if you get a chance to be in San Francisco with us, it's just in southern part of San Francisco, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in Santa Clara. It's going to be held at the Marriott in Santa Clara. And also we're going to have a screening of Pharma Whores there. It's going to be our second screening. We had one in San Francisco, and that was in Emeryville. It was a small group. It was a private screening. Now we're going to have another screening at the Conspiracy Conference, and that's going to occur on June 6th. That's Sunday, June 6th at 9 p.m.
That's great. And then I understand that there's Jonathan Mark is going to be having a screening tomorrow night, right? If you're anywhere near Western Massachusetts.
Northampton.
Near Northampton. It's not far from Amherst. If you know any students that are going to Amherst or University of Massachusetts, Northampton is right next door, and they're having a screening of Pharma Whores tomorrow night on behalf, it's a fundraiser and an enlightenment raiser on behalf of 9/11 Truth Movement, and a fellow who's hosting it is Jonathan Mark. And do you have any information on that, Sherry?
Well, yeah, actually, if you're interested in attending this, just email me at info@healthyworldaffiliates.com, and I'll put you in touch with Jonathan if you're interested in attending this. I know he has a list. It is a private screening. So,
oh, is that right, yeah?
Yeah, so it's for a small group of people, and it's a private screening. If you're interested in attending, I can get you in. Just give me an email ring or an email buzz. It's info@healthyworldaffiliates.com. And we'll get you hooked up.
Yeah, that's great. So let's talk about the affiliate program. Let's before we do that, let's say a prayer for everybody.
Yes.
How about
okay.
that? So we usually start the Insight Hour with giving it up to the great Creator, the source of sustenance. And so let's do that right now. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. Thank you for everything, all the gifts that you give us, the opportunities, the blessings, the challenges that you give us, the response, ability to resolve, remedy, uplift ourselves in your divine image and in your word, your will, and your way. So we praise you for this opportunity to share with everyone tonight. My prayer, Heavenly Creator, is that everyone out there listening to BBSRadio.com tonight in the Insight Hour be optimally blessed and anointed in your perfection, your glory, your resonance of divine intelligence. We ask for a special blessing so that people can be protected from the great plagues, from the horrific electromagnetic frequency aberrances, not only that are the universal, but also man-made that are coming upon this planet. We ask for protection of the wars and all the people who are engaged in war, the military personnel and the prisoners of war. We ask for protection on those folks tonight. We ask for angels of peace to be disseminated and dispatched all over this planet to facilitate peace, to facilitate shalom, the blessing of the 1,000 years of world peace. May it begin sooner than later. May it begin right here, right now in our hearts, in our lives, in our minds, and reflected everywhere we go. In Yeshua's name, I praise you for this glorious blessing.
Amen.
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 So there you go. There. We set the stage for tonight.
The prayer warrior you are.
Yay. I know we have a group, actually several groups of different prayer warriors out there. I'll tell you, prayer is powerful. The two major keys to really unlocking all the best blessings and the miracle manifestations in your own lives is really about faith. You got to have faith, right?
Yes. Faith is just number one.
Number one.
In everything.
In everything.
If everything. If you don't have the faith, then you really come into the fear. It's where fear comes.
That's what fear is. Yeah, fear. It's like fear is, you know, people say it's the opposite of love. Well, it actually is the epitome of lacking faith. Really, it's the absolute maximum, because if you're in fear, you've lost your faith. If you're, no matter what you've got, if you give your, you know, trust and faith over to the Creator to solve the problems, and that's where you really kind of like, you know, we met a fellow this past weekend who claims to be a walk-in. You know, I can relate to that. Sometimes I feel like I'm a walk-in.
Yeah.
You know, because essentially I feel like I want to stay optimally connected to the Creator. And to do that in Babylon, to do that despite the fact that you've got social engineering, mind control, mind manipulation, media persuasion constantly, and to maintain your connection to the Creator in that loving faith, that's a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big challenge. And I like how you put the initials of fear. It really, what is it?
False evidence appearing real.
Yeah, isn't that great? I think that's great. I mean, it really is really what the whole idea of, the whole definition of fear to me is what you just described.
Yeah.
False evidence appearing real.
Yeah, I mean, we get sucked into this whole concept of Babylon, and especially if you pay attention to the news, you know, you tune into pain, fear, loss, real or imagined threats to survival, the ego mechanism. That's it.
Yes.
That's what the programming, the engineering, the manipulation of the mass mind is all about. There's nothing real about it. You know, yeah, sure, they got film footage that show you how horrible and dreadful it is. But you know what's interesting is that we have friends in Israel. And our friends in Israel, despite the fact that we see these horrible scenes and these, you know, bombings and this and that happening, you know, our friends in Israel tell us that we in America are mind manipulated, that it's really not that bad over there. Mm-hmm. And so what is it that they're engaging us in? Into this pain, fear, loss, real or imagined threats to survival, when the fact is, if they put the same amount of programming dollars into faith and love and peace and prosperity in all ways and healing and natural healing and all the ways that we can miraculously evolve into the superhuman beings, that is the spirit-filled children of the Creator, the Source, basically that's the end of it. That's the end of the war games. That's the end of the mind manipulations and the pharmaceutical intoxications, the vaccination degeneration and population reduction. You see, all this mind control stuff and manipulation of we the people has got to stop. And so, you know, I know it's getting worse and worse, and it looks like it's getting worse and worse, and we can all agree that it looks like it's getting worse and worse, but the truth is, you know, it's always darkest before the dawn.
Yeah, that's definitely, I mean, and also you look at a lot of those Middle Eastern countries where they don't really have the whole, I mean, even though here in America we have it, you know, we know what's going on, there's countries out there that have it really bad, especially when women are concerned.
Oh, yeah, well, that is true.
I read an article while I was at the dentist, actually, and waiting for the dentist, and the article was about this girl who lived in Iran, and she went to a party, and she was 16. She went to a party that was had both genders there and wore a mini skirt. Well, she wore her head was covered, and she was all covered until she got to this party. It was a birthday party, and there was no alcohol or drugs. She was just hanging out with her friends from school, and she wore a mini skirt underneath her clothes, and she took off the clothes, and she had a t-shirt and a mini skirt on. Well, there was a boy that wasn't invited to this party and ratted on them. Well, they call it the religious police. They came to the door, and they knocked down the door, and they got them, and she tried to run away, and they hit her in the back of the head with a gun. And they dragged her and all the girls to this prison that had rats on the floor for 4 days. And she said that it was the most horrifying thing. And she said right before, each girl was sent into a room, and she wore a t-shirt, she thought, to cover her skin because she knew that she was going to be whipped. And she heard all her friends going in before her, and they'd come out with blood. She would hear them screaming blood on their backs from the whips. There was 40 lashes. That's what the punishment was after spending, like, you know, several days in this prison with the rats.
Where do you think this, like, bizarre behavior, this male-female sexual rift and this patriarchal manipulation has come from?
Well, I mean, you know, I know it's coming from, I believe, from the way the Bible got involved in the way the Christian Bible and also the Muslim Bible, most of the Bibles, the way they twisted it to create that hierarchy over women, because they saw that, yeah, women were the weaker maybe physically, but then they saw, well, there's some women out there that are really smart, I'm not going to let this happen. And so it happened a long time ago, and we've been living like that. I mean, think about it, just since the 60s, things have changed for us here, for women. We weren't allowed to vote in the 60s. So when I look at stories like that, and I say, wow, I mean, we're not that far away from that. Think about it. The 60s weren't that long ago. And this is a third world country where women are treated like animals and they're not given the same rights. Now, the boys weren't drug off to prison for hanging out with the girls, but the girls were. And it's just a real shame. You know what she did, though, is a great story. She took all of her... really her passion of like never wanting to have to go through this ever again and live in this country. As soon as she got out of high school, she moved to Washington, D.C. and became a fashion designer, and now she's designing like sexy bikinis and stuff. So think about that.
Motivation. That's funny.
Yeah, so she said, I'm not going to be anything like that. And it was kind of a really cool story.
I'll have to send my daughter Elena down to meet her maybe, huh?
Yeah, I thought that was a great story that where she, you know, think about what she lived through to get her artistic drive going. And she says she looks back at that now as the most horrifying experience, but she wouldn't be where she is now. She's really successful, 27 years old, and the world knows her as a fashion designer.
Beautiful.
So I'm saying we have it really bad, but women especially, we live in a patriarchal society still today. How do we overcome that? And that's one of my passions, really, is to get the message out to women and help support them in knowing that, yes, we are. Men are not smarter than us. I mean, we're all human beings. There's no such thing as one gender over the other. And the gender thing, I mean, we read an article in the airport on a newspaper cover, which was labeled
gendercide.
In China, they take young baby girls when they're born, if they're a baby girl, and they throw them in the trash can because they say they're worthless. Their whole like reasoning behind it is they say it's like watering your neighbor's garden by raising a daughter because she's going to leave the family and take somebody else's last name and go live with another family when she gets married. So the boy will always stay there, but the girl won't. This is the reasoning. So they throw these little babies in the trash can. And this is all, again, has to do with the patriarchal society. It starts at our birth. In so many countries, we're still treated like animals. And that's really, really sad. You know, it's
talk about darkness before the dawn, I'll tell you.
There still is. But we women, I mean, I want to definitely be there and be able to support women because I went through a lot. And I think that, you know, we need to be there for each other. We need to support each other and know, you know, that none of that was ever right. It was never right. And I'm, you know, if I would have lived, you know, I was born in the late 60s, but if I would have been around during the time when women couldn't vote, I would have definitely been out there protesting.
Yeah.
Because I would say, this is insane. Because just like right now, we're protesting about all the injustices done against humanity. That was another injustice done.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It would have been just really, I mean, insane to be out there at that time. On top of all that we know now, I know that
Tell
as well.
Tell folks who you are and what you do. I don't know. There are people who involve that. This is Sherry Cain. What do you love to do?
Well, I love writing and I love research. I love journalism and that's my passion. And I think it's been that way since I was a kid. I just really like to expose the truth. I like to write about the truth. And I did work with Fox for a while. And I mean, it was great to learn about the newsroom. But once you really know about the politics and know that your writing's going to be suppressed, that nobody's going to let you write what you want, that really bothered me. I think as an artist, you need to be free, and why not let the truth out? Why does it always have to be, like, suppressed? It's like, you know, being free, like the name, Pharma Whores. You know, when we get emails from people saying, wow, you know, that name, why do you have that name? Oh, does it have to do with sex workers? Is that offensive to them? No, actually, the word whore was written in the Bible. It was
written
in the Bible several times, and it refers to not people, what they do for a living. That's not really what the word whore means. What it really means is somebody who sells themselves out for for really something bad. And that's what these people do. They're selling themselves out for the pharmaceutical, for the bad side, for the dark side.
Yeah, we're talking about pharma whores. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the new film. It's an hour and 47-minute feature-length docu-comedy that is available right now for a download. You can go to pharmahorrors.com. The downloads are by donation. You can get the DVD by calling a toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And ask for the Pharma Horror Special, I would think. They've got must have a special going on right now, don't you think?
I'm not sure.
The Healthy World Distributing?
A special on Pharma Horrors?
I'll have to make a special.
Well, they can also go to Healthy World Affiliates, and they can get it as well.
All right.
On a discount as an affiliate. So healthyworldaffiliates.com. If you sign up as an affiliate, if you haven't already, do so, because you can get that at the tape at a discounted
rate
going there. And that's a hard copy. It's also available for downline on Healthy World Store, download.
And which, the spindles. There's spindles of 50 and 100. That's what I was thinking. The special packages that you could get to hand out to all your friends, every healthcare professional, every alternative healthcare professional should actually be not only viewing it, but handing those out to their patients, because it really has an opportunity. We have an opportunity because it's reaching the mass market with Penn and Teller with their show called Penn and Teller's Bullshit. I kid you not, that's the name of the program, on Showtime. I think it's every Tuesday evening now, and it's a three-time Emmy Award-winning program that set yours truly up for a sting. They basically wanted to...
Yeah, they were coming for him.
They were definitely coming for him.
And it's at a time now where the FDA is coming down on all alternatives, and it's just how can they really discredit people like Dr. Horowitz? And they knew, you know, we're together doing what we do right now. You've been doing it for years on your own, and now I'm another voice out there supporting you on it, and it's getting loud. We're screaming loud, and these people, they're like really kind of scrambling and saying, what can we do?
Yeah, it's like Bogreitz said. But, you know, Bogreitz is the real Rambo, the most decorated war hero in American history, is a friend of mine. And he said, Len, he said, the flak never gets heavy until you're over the target. So the loud voices that we're providing out there of dissent are now getting right over the target. So they're targeting us. Anyway, we counter-stung them big time, and they're going to feel this one big time.
Big time. And what's really interesting is in the film you'll see David Wechter, who's a well-known producer, behind-the-scenes producer. You know, he's not somebody who's in the front like actors that you see, but he's somebody that's produced a lot of things, and people in the industry know this man well. His face is definitely like frozen in time forever with just the shock and the look of like, I mean, and for him to be set up, he was literally set up with his crew. And that is definitely something that once people in the industry look at, they're going to look at it as an example. We had a friend who was going to be interviewed by...
That's actually Brian Hall from ConspiracyCon, the official who really hosts the conspiracy conference.
Yeah, and he came to us and said that Bob Saget's producer wanted to come interview him. And so what he did was he referred them to the film Pharma Whores. It's basically an indirect threat saying, if you're not coming for anything like other than to interview me legitimately and not try to discredit me, all is well. But if you're trying to do anything else, check this film out. This is what could happen to you. And basically, they didn't call back, so they had other intentions of discrediting him. You know, people like to look at things that they don't understand as a sideshow for them, as their entertainment, as a mockery.
Right.
You know, and they don't understand the idea of being healed. They don't have faith. They don't have the faith that you really need to know that we can heal ourselves. We can heal ourselves naturally. And
that's why there's all this mind manipulation. And you know what else interesting this week has come up, and we're right now engaged with the orthomolecular group of doctors who are advancing nutritional biochemistry, biophysics, the whole healing through good nutrition. The most advanced professionals in that field are called orthomolecular physicians. And that those folks today sent me a whole complaint about Wikipedia. And that's fascinating because it was yesterday that I had attempted to go on Wikipedia.
And he was blocked.
I was completely blocked.
He was blocked, they told, because basically what he said on there was, if anybody tries to defame my character, you know, from this day on, you know, it's illegal for you to do that.
And so I posted a cease and desist notice and a warning to anybody that would take my biography, which is basically a representation of my sovereign spiritual person. It's a representation, and my name, essentially, you know, I'm in the process of actually trademarking Leonard Horowitz for utilization in these kinds of circumstances and situations where Wikipedia takes my name, takes my reputation, doesn't allow me any comment, any editing privilege whatsoever, and they have all of these guys that manipulate it, take stuff out of context, give half-truths, take some of my work and then basically smear it with other related things. It's so obviously biased, and what's astonishing and completely hypocritical is that Wikipedia has a principal policy that every view should be, that's expressed, should express neutrality. Now, what total bullshit. You know, total hogwash.
Neutrality. I mean, okay, so your bio is not something that other, it's not a, it's a unique bio.
I've been listening to Penn Jillette too much.
You know, it's a unique bio. Nobody has a bio like your bio. I mean, we all have unique bios, but, you know, you have an interesting past, an interesting life, and your career is very interesting. And so this is not a neutral career and neutral bio, and when they look at you, they can't put you in the same category as others.
Yeah, because,
so how do you judge somebody on their bio?
Because my bio itself, if you study all my works, it obviously flies in the face. You know, it's not neutral, so to speak. What's not neutral about it is that when I say and come out with, well, I just published the United States government contracts under which numerous AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses were bioengineered by the Army's sixth top biological weapons contractor, Litton Bionetics, for the National Cancer Institute, National Institutes of Health. And that is on page such and such. Well, that may be all statement of fact, but when you look at Babylon and the manipulation of the population by the drug cartel and the Rockefellers controlling the cancer industry and through the paid puppets on the Capitol Hill, all manipulating the legislation, like the advancing of the Codex Alimentarius, FDA regulations over our botanicals and herbs and access to everything from colloidal silvers to vitamins, is being regulated and made more difficult for us, we the people, to gain access to. That's all a political agenda. That's not neutral either. So when I expose that in my work and books and DVDs and CDs, you know, and suddenly now that becomes part of my biography, well, gee whiz. I guess Wikipedia can't publish anything, but what they're publishing is smears. It's a whole smear. And they're not just doing it to me. They're doing it to every single credible professional who's engaged in alternative and natural medicine.
Well, a lot of people don't know that other people can go and edit other people's bios on there.
And, well, that's it, but they don't let you edit your own.
Yeah.
How ridiculous is that?
And didn't you research the person you mentioned to me that actually blocked you? It was a military person who did that?
Yeah, it's a specialist in military articles, promoting militarism, all aspects of military, and biographies. So this is one of the leading experts in the United States on promoting rah-rah military personnel, and I'm a pacifist. This guy blocks me from editing my biography, correcting it when it's out of context. And that's all I had intended to do, is lay out, okay, if Wikipedia, if this biased fellow says such and such, well, I'll just give it some more context and you'll see why that happened.
Well, he's pro-government as well, so he's not going to like, you know, what you write, and that's just not right. I mean, that's definitely not, how do we live in a free society?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, it really takes down, that's a question on our Constitution right there. You can't even write your bio. You can't even post your bio.
How outrageous. I mean, totally outrageous. And so, you know, I think what we'll probably end up doing is filing a lawsuit, but we're going to be first in the summer issue of Medical Veritas Journal. I've been appointed to steward the journal Medical Veritas, which is called Medical Truth, and translated as Medical Truth. Medical Veritas Journal is online at medicalveritas.org. You can go Medical Veritas, veritas.org, and you can see right now the online version. It's free. It's we'll be keeping it for free for about 6 weeks, and then it will become a paid for. It'll go in the archives. You'll have to pay probably $10-$15 per article, and maybe $35 for the whole journal in the archives. But it's free right now for anybody that would like to read it. And there's some very good articles about vaccine intoxication and the false arrest and the false diagnosis of parents and children who have had shaken baby allegations lodged against them.
You don't need a PhD to understand this stuff. It's a really, I mean, you don't have to be a doctor to get on and look at that, because I've never seen a journal that was so much into the truth and not about, you know, supporting what the medical industry is trying to promote.
Right.
And that's how, you know, how good this vaccination is or that, or how good this new drug is, or how this is going to change everything by taking this new drug. This is actually everything that we write about, and what we're working for is really the truth is that pharmaceuticals really are not good for you.
Extremely dangerous.
And
risky,
they're very dangerous. And vaccinations are deadly. And
mercury,
these doctors,
aluminum, formaldehyde, formula,
exactly.
MSG, genetic materials. It's actually what the reality is, that if you're concerned about DNA and genetics and the integrity of the species, and the longevity of the species, mediated electrogenetically primarily. You know, the concept of injecting into the human bloodstreams across the planet foreign genetic materials from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, all of these strains of viruses that shouldn't be in our bloodstream. And then you wonder where the new plagues are coming from. I mean, let's get real. You've got to be a complete idiot. You've got to be a mental midget, totally retarded, to not get the fact that this is a huge risk to not just the evolution of the species called humanity, but ultimately various species, which we all of the species, pan-genocide is what this amounts to. It's omnicide. It's basically putting everything on the verge of extinction. Genetic manipulation, fooling around with the way the DNA, a sacred spiral that is placed into that sacred geometry because of the musical mathematics of the way the entire universe is created. This whole creationistic science has been heavily suppressed. Those of us who love the Creator, love talking about it, we're called quacks, or we're basically reduced to
religious fanatics.
Religious fanatics. And the reality is that this is now founded in science. Hard, cold mathematics basically proves, if you go on to love528.com, if you're a musician or just somebody that's interested in this whole thesis of how music and the mathematics of music creates the sacred geometry of everything in the universe. Everything is spiraling. Everything is circular. Why? Because there's a musical mathematics that's essentially transmitting the frequency resonances of the divine love, 528 hertz frequency, we now know. Oh, that's something else. I think we're almost about a week away with the launch of 528records.com. You want to watch a commercial, go to 528records.com, and you'll see the site is about to be launched. It's not quite up, but the 1 minute commercial that we did together is actually Sherry's dream that I put together.
I woke up in the middle of the night. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I said, I just thought of the 528, and I wrote it down, and that's basically how the 528 commercial came about.
Yeah.
I mean, in the beginning, and it's really, I mean, well, you have to look at the commercial really closely, because you look at it and you see these images, it's like, oh my gosh, it just, like, they play with your emotions, but there's a reason why. It's meant to capture your emotions and then for you to really realize that, yeah, you know, just because this is the end doesn't mean that it's the
end.
It's a new beginning. The end of all of that that we dealt with over the last century, now there's a new beginning.
Actually, the last millennia. We've been enslaved for millennia.
Yeah, but we really put, well, I guess we did put something beyond the last century in there, huh? We did put images beyond that.
There was a couple.
A couple, yeah.
Well, let's see. We've got a call. I think Dean is calling in from Toronto on line two. Hey, Dean, how you doing?
Hey, Len. How's it going? Hi, Sherry.
We're blessed tonight. Thanks for joining us on the Inside Hour. You're going to have to speak up because I don't think our listeners over here are going to be able to hear you too well. But let's try, because we're broadcasting tonight also, not only on bbsradio.com, which is a great network. We're also tonight on our television station, which is Dr. Len Horowitz's love528tv.net, love528tv.net, so you can get your signal there. So speak loud, Dean, so we can all hear you.
Yeah, I got you both there on webcam. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
So you can see us.
Yeah, there's a little bit of delay, I think, but it works great. What is happening now with Codex? Because I thought Codex was coming to some sort of a head, like in December, wasn't it? That it was all going to be final? And I forget where I heard that or saw that, but...
Yeah, you know, the latest that I heard, it was that this past week or so, we had the effort by Henry Waxman, who is a complete, gee whiz, I can't stand that guy. I don't like the way he looks, because what he resonates is this disgusting manipulation of the population.
He's sneaky. That's really what, really, I can't say
very sneaky.
Very sneaky. He snuck into a bill.
Into the financial reform bill, the Wall Street reform bill, which, because, now listen to this. I mean, this whole story is hideous. You know who's running the Federal Reserve today, to this very day, and it has been for decades? It's graduates of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase that are always positioned as the directors of the Fed. And there's nothing federal about the Federal Reserve Bank. The Fed is a multinational, it's an offshore multinational corporation run entity. And that Waxman, his predecessor, who was in his position, Waxman's predecessor in his seat of office is currently involved in the lobbying of four Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, and is persuasive in that regard with regard to this whole reforming of Wall Street, which J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, they were found just before the Halliburton explosion of that offshore tanker off the coast of Florida in the Gulf. That was a distraction, because what was happening where at that time was these big movers and shakers on Wall Street were actually being exposed for shorting the American housing market, driving down the prices, actually making billions of dollars by people losing their homes, losing their mortgages, tearing down the mortgage to bring America to its knees. This is what the globalist plan is. And at that time, Waxman's predecessor is in bed with all these guys, and Waxman at the same time, get this, is putting into that reform bill so that this would stop this nonsense of the J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs manipulators manipulating we the people and our economy.
And not the FDA is not going to have control over this. It's going to be the FTC that's going to have control.
Yeah, so he sneaks this into this huge bill that the FTC,
Federal Trade Commission, right,
would have now the authority to do what the FDA has been blocked from doing by we the people that have protested all of the legislative efforts, all the sneaky things. The last one was that jerk who ran for president. What was his name?
What was his name?
John McCain. John McCain about 6 weeks ago tried to do the same thing, tried to sneak through in a bill this whole Codex Alimentarius effort to give the FDA the dictatorship.
But he didn't know what he was doing.
Oh, that's what he said.
I believe that he didn't.
Yeah, he's comatose. That's why.
No, but these people are telling him, okay, this is the bill you're going to promote. There's somebody that he has over him that's saying, and he's not looking at what it says. Because they asked him, what does the bill say?
He was clueless. But he's basically it's a pharma whore. That's a pharma
exactly.
whore. That's exactly what you were talking about before. So I think that they're coming back, and they just did something else. And I pray, because we put it out in a newsletter and many other people did, to protest, to call the senators and the congressmen and declare this a complete fraud and to basically say you've got to pull that language, giving the FTC the rights to advance Codex Alimentarius because of the FDA's blocking. The FTC is going to do it. We asked for everybody to write their congressmen and senators to block that.
Yeah, it was a very sneaky move that he tried to pull there. And thank God, like, there's people out there that are really looking at the small fine print because things like that. I mean, it passed through the House already, so it's one step, you know.
Yeah.
We just need to stop it before it goes any further.
Yeah, Dean, have you watched Pharma Whores yet?
No. My credit cards are down, so I got a problem there.
Well, you know, it's by donation. It's whatever on your heart, you know. And there's an
other. How can I pay for it without a credit card?
Oh, you don't have a credit card. I got you.
Yeah, my credit cards are down. But you know, I'd love to see it.
You know, you have to borrow a buddy's and get together and just, you know, put something in there that's on your heart to do, and you'll be able to download it. You can see it right now. There's three different files that you can access. One is for iPod, the other is for high definition, and the third one is your standard for Windows media players. And it's available through healthyworldstore.com. You can see it in the donation section. And also, you can just go to pharmawhores.com and you can link there too to watch it. Please do watch it. You'll really, really love it.
Why don't I ask you a question about that? I don't mean to sound like, this might sound stupid. I hope it doesn't, but I really don't fundamentally understand how they can sting you if you knew about it, because you knew about it and authorized it. So how is it that they can then be so horribly bad when you knew it was going to happen?
Oh, thanks for that question. You know, it's an interesting question. You're the first one that's asked it. I think it's a good question. I don't think it's stupid. But if you don't know what goes on in the editing room, you see, let me give you an example. And I'm blasted on Wikipedia for my association with the Nation of Islam. This is an example. When I was up one night, it was many years ago, it was the night after the Million Man March on Washington that was led by Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I couldn't sleep for some reason. I got up and I watched C-SPAN. And I watched it, and I watched the entire lecture that he gave. And the next day, I watched the news, and I watched every single network's news, and I heard the networks say, and they all had the same clip. They all had edited the same clip. In a two-hour speech, they cut 30 seconds out of that speech, and they all had the same segment, and here's what they alleged that he said. This march is about me. This march is about me. And they all claimed that this was an ego trip for Louis Farrakhan. Now, if I hadn't woken up and if I hadn't seen C-SPAN, I would have believed it. But what he really said, he said, and they want you to think that this march is about me.
So they cut out the beginning of it.
He was actually referencing the mainstream media.
Well, that's what they did with Jeremiah Wright what they did was they had one episode where they talked about how he referenced your book, Emerging Viruses, and told the world, hey, this is happening to people of color, and that AIDS was created in a lab, government's lie, right? Goddamn America. But then they took the goddamn America, because if you didn't watch that, CNN, and you just saw him spreading around in goddamn America, he looks like somebody who is
a terrorist.
Exactly.
Yeah, but this is the thing. See, now, so there's the answer. That's the number one answer to your question.
That they would take it and they would butcher it. You let them come in, you let them.
And I knew they were going to do that. Now, the other thing is they had sent me what they had already done on several segments without showing me what they did to the alternative medicine and alternative healthcare professionals.
And they're pro-vaccination. The producers told us that the reason, and this, you'll see this in the movie as well, we have a pre-interview phone call with them where we're totally questioning them, and they wanted to interview, actually they called to interview well, they wanted to come and film me and Dr. Horowitz, because I'm working with him, in separate rooms. So they wanted to basically get different stories from us, so then they can edit it and say, look what she says and look what he says. This doesn't match up, or whatever.
Make you out to be disingenuous.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. They were trying to do something sneaky. And then when we asked the producer, well, why are they doing a vaccine segment right now? And he says, oh, well, Penn and Teller are pro-vaccination, and it's all over the news, so it's really like the trend right now. But basically it was, and when we went to Las Vegas and Len went up to Penn and said, I heard you like vaccinations. He says, yeah,
yes, I do.
Very
yes,
much.
Very much.
Is very much. Yeah. And so they like them. They think that people like us are weird. So what they want to do is they want to discredit us. And not only that, but okay, Penn and Teller, they think people like us are weird, but their bosses who have the agenda for this episode are not thinking that we're weird. They want to stop us. They want to suppress our voice.
Completely discredit us. And if you look at, and see what we did was we didn't just watch what they had sent us to watch.
We saw other episodes.
We went on
YouTube.
We
researched it. Right?
We researched it. And what we found was they made doctors who were involved in alternative medicine look like complete idiots. And that they not only did that, but then you had Penn Jillette with the foulest mouth that you could ever imagine, completely defaming, you know, profaning these people.
And that's the thing that we have in the movie. We get letters from people saying, wow, why did you use curse words? I mean, even my mother's like, wow, there was a lot of curse words in that film. Why did you curse so much? I said, well, we're
cursing,
not cursing.
It's
we're
him.
Showing you what really, how they're trying to talk to the masses of people, the mainstream of
it's
people.
It's part of a mind control degeneration of the culture. They're literally dumbing people down more now than in the history of, you know, in all of history. You know, we had this conversation today with a fellow who's very, very bright in Laguna, on the street in Laguna Beach, California, just earlier today. It's unbelievable. A lot of people are realizing that our poor children are getting completely degenerated in their capacity to think because of the video gaming, which is military training. And that's one of the segments that Penn Jillette and Teller, Penn and Teller's bullshit did, that they sent us, and that you'll see in the movie Pharma Whores, how they're literally degenerating the culture, and they're using aggressive behavior, aggressive video gaming, owned by, largely controlled by their boss of Showtime, is Sumner Rothstein Redstone.
Yeah, the guy doesn't even, he doesn't even send his real name out there. He calls himself Sumner Redstone when his real name is Sumner Murray Rothstein. So in the film you hear me say, how can you trust a guy who doesn't even use his real name? You know, he doesn't tell you his last name is Rothstein. Why? Because he wants to cover up that he's Jewish? Or I'm not sure what his deal is of why he would do that.
Probably what it was is, you know, he probably changed it because he felt that he was going to be persecuted as a Jew, perhaps. But the, you know, it's funny because I remember my father was in the motion picture industry since the early 1930s. Now he's passed away, but I remember my dad always talking about both Sumner Redstone as being a major player. I mean, like, my father would shake thinking about Sumner Redstone. And there was also the president director of RCA. I can't remember his name right now. But when my parents would talk about it, my father held a pretty high-level position in 20th Century Fox. He was vice president at one time. And, man, these guys were power players. And even though my father never discussed the Illuminati with me, to listen to my mother and my father talk about this Sumner Redstone and the director of RCA, I'll think of it right after the show, I'm sure. You know, it was kind of like I felt as a young child that they were really frightened of these people.
Yeah, I mean, we're not afraid of anybody. So I think it has to do with faith. So let's
it's total faith, you know. It also has to do with the fact that, man, you know, I'm very, very grateful for the fact that, you know, the Creator and the angels saved me at least a half a dozen times that I'm aware of. And I'm sure that there's dozens of other times that I wasn't aware that I got saved, you know.
And I also live by the philosophy, you know, we're all going to take our first breath and we're all going to take our last breath.
Yeah.
And we all have a ticket. And, you know, as long as the Creator wants us to do the work for Him, we'll be okay until the time is up, you know, then it's the time is up. But I'm not going to live in fear. I live with a purpose, and my purpose is that I know I'm helping people, I'm enlightening people to the truth and waking them up. And so if I have to die earlier and save like a lot of lives in the process, I think it's worth it.
It's worth it, you know. You know, having had several near death experiences, I can tell you, and I've met a couple of gentlemen who were heavily involved in the research of patients who died in surgeries and then were resuscitated. And it's always the same. You know, you go through a tunnel, you go to the light, you see your relatives, you see your friends, it's all extremely peaceful. And the half a dozen times that I clearly should have died were it not for the Creator's grace and perhaps a destiny that I'm currently fulfilling that the Creator knew I needed to fulfill, essentially, you know, you're put into this state of harmony, of bliss. In fact, those of you who have had near-death experiences, been involved in heavy traumatic accidents, it's always the same. When the accident begins, you go, your consciousness goes into this altered state where it looks like time and space warp, where things get a little crystalline and they seem to go in slow motion. You know, you see this whole event happening, but you're dissociated with it. You're in peace. You're not in fear. And even if you're like, you know, you have severed limbs or you've got, you know, really major traumatic injuries, you don't feel it. You don't fear it. You're in peace. And then, you know, later on you wake up in the hospital, you come back into this situation, and then, you know, you start to feel, ow, that really hurts. But there's something extraordinary. And the lesson in it, the most beautiful, wonderful lesson in this is an example of how much the Creator loves you, how much the Creator loves His children. We, the people, are loved so much by our Creator that when the moment of impact or this intense, most potentially traumatic moment of our lives where we may leave this planet, instead of leaving it in pain, we're placed into this cocoon of love, of peace, of literally spiritual protection. That is extraordinary, and that is consistent with everybody who's experienced it, and that is an indication of how much the Creator actually loves us.
Amen.
Yeah. So, Dean, are you still with us?
Yes, sir. A couple more questions if you've got the time.
Yeah, we've got about 10 more minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, your friend Jim Folsom, and these two questions, like I got a flood of questions coming to me now, but I'll just pick a couple. But they kind of relate. Your friend Jim Folsom, what is happening with him? And the reason I ask is because I'm wondering if we're coming to the time here where we all need to have these kinds of devices for fear that we may not be able to have them one day. And also to do with that, the next part of that question is, what's happening with the internet?
Dean is speaking about the Rife machines, the electromagnetic frequency generators. Go ahead, Dean.
Well, if you didn't hear it, the second part of my question is, what is happening with the internet? Where are we at with that being taken away from us as well? Because these two things are technology, but they're both technology, and they really do relate, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, Sherry, you want to give an update on Jim Folsom?
Well, we were at his trial when he was up for his sentencing. I think
we went
to try to interview him. We brought our cameras and tried to interview him, and he was a very nice man, but he had an attorney who was standing between us and Jim, and the attorney said, well, you know, I don't think you should, you know, let them interview you. And I told him, look, this is your voice to the world. You can trust us at least. I don't know if you can trust that attorney, but you can definitely trust us. I mean, if whatever's happening to you right now, nobody's going to be able to say it better than us. I mean, be able to relay your message to the world. It's like you're trapped somewhere and nobody can hear you. And all of a sudden, somebody comes to you, even if it's a mouse or a bird, and speaks to you and says, look, I can relay your message, and you're not able to speak.
Yeah, it was a very, very, very bad scene.
Yeah.
We experienced that in San Diego federal court, and I met with these guys are just completely satanic. From the FDA, I met a couple of those that were persecuting poor Jim. Jim is a wonderful man, a really solid, spirit-filled Christian man who could have literally taken $200 and paid a fine, admitted guilt, but he said, no, I'm going to do this for humanity. I'm going to do this for the whole Royal Raymond Wright frequency generating manufacturing industry. And he says, I'm going to prove that this is legitimate. And so he went, and he went into
we need
the
to actually
lion's
go
den.
San Diego, because he's emailed me, and
yeah.
he says he's ready to be interviewed now.
He's asking us to come back down there for doing the interview that he's granting us now to do. The good news is that he's out of jail. That's the good news. The bad news is that
how he wound up in jail. That was pretty scary.
Horrible,
too.
Just horrible. Yeah, they came into his place with guns and they confiscated all of his machines. So you're absolutely right. I feel horrible that we don't have any more of his machines to be able to distribute. It was a wonderful Miracle 6 machines that we were selling. I was planning to give him another ring and. But he can't sell anymore. He's right now, his whole sentencing is still incomplete.
He's in probation.
He's
basically.
In probation period.
The guy's
period
got
right now.
Chains connected to his ankles. I mean, he's still
not literally,
but he does. I mean, he's in the probation state, so he's being watched.
Yeah,
and he can't really do anything. I know he wants to, but he just can't.
Yeah. So anyway, that's
from
Jim's
what
story.
I read, the worst thing that happened to him was that he challenged the whole thing, and as you said, tried to do something on behalf of that whole industry, and that's where he really got it.
Well, he thought he could fight it. He thought he could beat these people, by just saying, hey, I'm just going to fight for this. If they're going to take away my machines, I'm just going to go to trial and fight for it. And he lost. He went to trial. He lost. He didn't think he was going to lose.
He was in jail for almost seven years.
I mean, if you meet him, you can't believe this man was in jail.
No,
it's
he's
horrible.
A sweet old man. He deserves to be, made a hero. And he is a hero in the Rife technology world. But, so anyway, Jim is out. He's keeping a low profile down in San Diego County, and we'll probably go back to see him. With regard to the regulations of the Internet, there's no question, on the Internet right now, on several YouTube segments, you can actually see Jay Rockefeller, brother of David Rockefeller, telling us that he is in favor of regulating the Internet, and in fact, he hates the fact that we the people are engaged in exposing his family in genocide.
Exactly.
So this is, again, and the power of the Rockefellers is stunning. It's shocking. What we really need to do is absolutely clean house. We should totally vote every Republican and every Democrat out of office and literally start from scratch. If they carry the name, in fact, Democrat, or carry the name Republican, we the people should vote them out. Literally, we should have complete alternative. And we're working with Reverend Roxy Hampton and the Turtle Party. There's a number of other parties that are advancing that are alternatives. We really need to do that. We really need to support this whole shift in politics. And
their
consciousness.
Their biggest fear about the Internet is now it's really, if you look back 10 years ago, nobody was on the Internet. Now everybody's on the Internet. So this is a really major media outlet. And it's not like we can't just go up to CBS or NBC unless they have, probably even not even offered them money to put a commercial on there. They wouldn't air it. But we don't have that kind of a privilege to do that, to go in and take it to the news and say, here, air this. We have at least some control with the Internet. We are able to put what we want out there.
What's interesting to me is that Alex Jones wouldn't take our ads. I wanted to do an ad, and I wanted Alex to do an ad for us.
But Alex is selling a silver product right now, somebody mentioned to me. So that may be...
Well, maybe that's why he wouldn't take it. And then the other thing is that I had asked the producer for Coast to Coast, can please get me in contact with the sales agent and Premier, and I... I got his phone number. I left 5 or 6 messages. I told him who I was. I told him that I wanted to advertise. And they didn't even have the courtesy to give me a call back. So I have been literally kept out of even advertising by even some of those networks that you would consider, you know, favorable to the things that I talk about. Anyway, Sherry, I know we're coming to the end of the hour. Dean, I want to thank you for calling in tonight. And
thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. So let me just tell you, folks, we're going to be again on next Tuesday night. The Inside Hour comes Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast. I want to thank our sponsors tonight. Our sponsors tonight, besides BBSRadio.com, is HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. In fact, go to HealthyWorldAffiliates.com right now, and you can see wonderful new website that we just put up, and it's operating beautifully right now. So
it's a great opportunity,
too. It's a great opportunity.
You get your own website. It's worth like at least $10,000. You have a turnkey business. There's never any maintenance fees. You don't have to pay a monthly charge. We just want to partner with you. You get your own. Once you sign up, you'll get your own web link. It's a clone of the main website. And from there, I'll send you a banner. You can email me at info@HealthyWorldAffiliates. I'll send you a banner for your website. If you go to ConspiracyCon 2010, if you look up their website, they put one of our banners for Healthy World Affiliates. Basically, if you click on that banner, it'll take you to the affiliate site of Conspiracy Conference.
Yep.
So
that's how
we supported them. We did it with 9/11 truthers as well. And so,
and if you're broke out there, if you don't have a credit card, like Dean right now, well, gee whiz, what a wonderful opportunity it is, because it's no cost to you.
Yeah.
There's no hidden charges.
You don't
charges.
Need a credit card to sign up with Healthy World Affiliates. You get sign it up. I'll send you a banner. If you have a website, you just put the banner onto your website and link your specific URL that you're going to get to that banner. If anybody clicks on that banner, then you will get commission. You get a commission check
every
month.
That's all you
did.
Once a month, you'll get a check, and that's basically all the administration. You've got to take your check to the bank.
Yeah.
That's it. We've done the best possible thing that we can do to move this whole healthy world revolution forward. So, you know, a lot of people right now are hurting for money. Well, what better way to make money than to save lives with the best products that there are available? So, at any rate, we've got 20 seconds, says Don. Don, thank you so much. Folks, stay tuned for Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints on BBS Radio, and check out HealthyWorldAffiliates.com.
Good night, everybody. Thank
you
for joining us. See you next week, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here.
Bye for now.
Bye.